You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Concert news for you. Train. We just played Train a few minutes ago. With opening guest Jewel. We'll be performing at Red Rocks on August 6th. That is a Saturday night. Tickets go on sale to the general public a week from tomorrow. This is kind of an interesting story. They're recalling thousands of cans of chili.
Oh, no.
It's Skyline Chili. They're being recalled. But the reason I bring it up is because there's not anything wrong with the chili. The problem is that it's not chili. The cans are all labeled Skyline Chili, but if you open them up, some of them have cream of chicken soup inside.
That's a fun surprise. I think this chili's gone bad.
Yeah. You know, it's actually a health issue, though, because the cans are not marked with the required warnings for soup, such as ingredients, potential allergy issues.
Gotcha.
So they're like, this could be dangerous for some people.
Sure.
I had one of my classic Halloween parties many years ago at my house, where a bunch of jokers went into my pantry and they pulled all the labels off all of my cans in my pantry.
It's a good prank, man. That's a solid
prank.
And
at first, I laughed and laughed when I saw that after everybody left. I thought, that's funny. Until you get to the point where you're going to make dinner or something, you're like, it's going to be a mystery dinner.
Yeah. Which can is the peas?
I don't know what's in here. There's that. And then lastly, for me, not as if, the good-looking people don't already have an advantage. Now, researchers down in the great state of Texas have done a study, and they have found that really good-looking people also have better immune systems. That's just not fair. They get all the breaks. They think that we are just kind of wired biologically to find healthy features attractive. So it's not so much that because they're beautiful, they have a good immune system. It's what comes about from the good immune system we have labeled as attractive. And if you think about it, that makes sense from an evolutionary standpoint, because we will subconsciously find attractive somebody who would be a good mate because they have healthy genes.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, in a way, it does. Somehow it does.
The science behind it is interesting to me. So,
all right.
Anyway, that's going on. What else is happening?
I love the way this story starts. It says, your friend who's way too into Disney, they're about to lose their mind. I'm talking to you, my buddy Jerry Jones. Disney just announced plans to start building housing communities all over the country for basically people that want to be smacked in the face by Disney 24/7. They're calling them story living communities, and they're going to be like a normal little town with a little Disney flair. First one's being built outside Palm Springs, because I guess that's where Walt Disney used to vacation, so they found this a fitting spot to start. They're going to have little town centers with shops and restaurants, a park, a lake, water sports, yoga, entertainment, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be Disney vomiting all over your community 24/7.
Don't they also have like Disney characters?
Here you go. The website says each community will be managed by Disney cast members, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Welcome home.
Yeah. Mickey the Mayor? Is that it?
Hi, Mayor Mickey. Kill me now. I would never move into this community. ever. But anyway, you know they're going to sell out. It's going to be huge, and the houses will be extremely overpriced, just like Disney tickets. So anyway, that's
You know what's
coming.
Funny, though, is that you have to stand in a queue. You have to stand in a line to get in
your front door. To get home, yeah. I want to take a little roller coaster to my front door. Then maybe I'm in.
I need a fast pass to go to the bathroom.
Right. Here's a little bit of crap on celebrities. Warner Brothers is bringing back the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote team. They're teaming up, actually, with the Kroger version of The Rock, John Cena. The movie's going to be called Coyote vs. Acme, and it's going to be one of those hybrid animated live-action movies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coyote is actually suing the Acme company because the products keep maiming him, essentially. So it's going to be a whole movie with John Cena. Again, I don't care for him, so I probably won't see that, but some people might enjoy it. So there's
How
a little tidbit.
How about some new ideas? What do you think about that?
Here's one for the ladies. A lot more Yellowstone on the horizon. That means more Casey and John and Rip. Oh, baby. The fifth season of Yellowstone will be comprised of 14 episodes, and they're doing that thing, Dom, where they chop it in half like they're doing with Ozark. So you're going to get seven, and then you'll wait a couple months, and you'll get seven more. And in addition to season five, they're going to be doing another prequel movie, this time called 1932. Right now, they have the spinoff series called 1883, which is kind of the history of how the ranch came to be. Now they're going to jump to 1932, and then they're going to jump into the Yellowstone series. It's very confusing, but if you're a fan, you get what I'm talking about. And I'm knee-deep into season three right now, and I love it.
So frustrated because I can't get it. I don't have whatever service
it's Paramount, on. Paramount TV, Paramount Plus.
It's like I've
you do, though.
So
you have YouTube TV, right?
Yes, but it only shows, like, starting with season something or other. It doesn't have the whole
Set
thing.
Set it to record on your YouTube TV, because sometimes they do marathons where they play old ones, and it'll just record them for you. And then you can go back and start watching them. Set it to record. It's the little plus sign. Add it to your
library. I know how to record, but what I'm saying is if you look on the schedule, it doesn't have all the seasons on there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, in a month, maybe they'll do a catch-up time, and they'll rerun every season for like 2 weeks, and then it'll recognize it and record it for you. Then you can start and watch it.
And well, how will I know which ones are the first ones?
Because they say season one.
No, I know, but not on the screen.
It will. It'll say S1. It'll say S1.
E1. I understand how that works. It's too much work. Can they just put it on Netflix or Hulu or...
Or
Amazon Prime.
Paramount Plus.
Or Max. HBO Max. I pay for all those, and I got to pay for another one.
Too many, isn't it?
The struggle is real, man.
You got to watch it, though. It's really good. The government has just approved a new type of smart headlight that dims for you. It uses your onboard cameras in your car, and it senses when there's someone coming from the other direction. And instead of dimming your lights, they basically just move your headlights and move them away from other drivers. Mm-hmm. But then if there's pedestrians or people on bikes or a dog, the lights actually recognize it and then lower it so you can see those type of things better. Sounds like something that'll just break. It's like a $3,000 option. And we've been using regular headlights for years and everything has been just fine. Do we need this?
I love this. I love this, though. I like the automatic dimming that I have in my vehicle. I really appreciate.
I just found out the car that we just got for Nicole has the automatic windshield wipers, which we've never had. That's a fascinating little feature, too.
You've never had those.
They speed up and they slow down. They speed up. I've never had that.
The funny thing is some of those can get, you talk about braking, some of those can get jacked up so that, you know, you have just a little bit of rain and so it's going slow.
Yeah.
And then for about 5 seconds, there's more rain and so they speed up and they go real fast.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when the rain goes away, they get stuck on fast. So there's no rain and the wipers are just hauling ass. It's just hilarious.
Speaking of hauling ass, Hostess is now selling caffeinated donuts, Dom. They're called Boost Jumbo Donuts, and each one has the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. They come in chocolate mocha and caramel macchiato right now, so you can slam three or four of those in the morning, and your heart will blow up, guaranteed. Let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this video of this goofy dude that's gone viral on TikTok. I guess at the beginning of the year... A year ago, because it wouldn't have been this year. He put away $360 for a Valentine's Day gift for his lady friend, and then he took out a dollar every time she yelled at him. So, just a few days ago, he had $40 left to buy a gift. And, of course, everyone's giving him hell online, you know, because they say that's a jerk move, and why didn't you put a dollar in every time she did something for you? So there's this big argument going. Anyway, he only had to spend $40. He saved $320. So check out the story. It's kind of funny. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.